Mr. Spock, shouldn't we be trying to find out what became of the captain and the others?
Lieutenant Uhura, you are supposed to be monitoring the alien vessel. Our first priority is to free the Enterprise and ourselves. Return to your duties.
They looked like the obelisks built by the ancient Egyptians.
With one difference, sir. Look at these carvings. That's not Egyptian. This gateway. I can't pin down what culture it represents.
But it's still a clue. This city is one gigantic riddle. Keep alert.
Now that we're here, what do we do?
Opinion, Mr. Walking Bear.
Before he left, Kukulkan gave the Mayas a remarkably accurate calendar. He told them to build a city according to its cycles. On the date the city was finished, Kukulkan was supposed to return. The Mayas built their city and waited. Kukulkan never appeared.
Kukulkan must have visited several ancient peoples on Earth. But each one used only parts of his knowledge to build their cultures.
Does that mean they all tried to build something like this?
Yes, sir. But they all failed.
If no one on Earth built this city exactly right, then that's why Kukulkan never came back. The entire city is our key.
Kukulkan said he would appear only when we learned its purpose.
Then there has to be some sort of signaling device here.
That's odd. I've never seen a combination like this before.
That pyramid seems to be the center of everything. I'm going up there. The rest of you spread out and circle it.
Look, sir, another tower. And there's another tower down there. There must be one at all four corners.
What's this?
Looks like there's a seam here. I think the head can be turned. Come on, lad. Give me a hand.
The sun. That's it?
Scotty, turn the head all the way around and aim it up here.
Aye, sir.
Turn the other heads this way.
Bones! The serpent heads! Turn them to face the pyramid! I'm coming down!
This is the last one, sir.
The whole thing is an energy amplification system. This is Kukulkan's signaling device.
After scores of centuries, my design has been fulfilled. Behold ye as I am. Behold Kukulkan. Where are your weapons of destruction? Use them on me if you dare.
We have no weapons. And if we did, we would use them only with reason.
Where is your hate? You hate me, do you not? Why do you not speak to me of your hate?
But we don't hate you.
You fired your weapons at me.
We used them in self-defense. You fired on us.
I am your master. I may do with you as I will.
Do you think we belong to you?
Oh, Scotty, quiet.
It is as I thought. You have forgotten me and strayed from the path I set for you.
You say that we forgot you. How can you expect us to regard you as a deity if we don't remember you?
If you do not know me, then it is my task to teach you.
Just once, I wish you'd let us use the stairs.
What the devil is this place?
It looks like some kind of zoo. I don't recognize a lot of these species, Jim.
Please feel free to examine any of my specimens.
I could never be proud of putting wee beasties in cages.
But all of these lead a peaceful life, one that is safe and contented.
Contented? Cramped in these tiny cages?
What you cannot see is that each of them mentally is in its own natural environment. They eat, breathe, and live in worlds created by my machinery, worlds only they can see. They do not know they are in cages.
Then that city we were in wasn't really there.
Even so, I would hardly call your city our natural environment.
It was meant to be. That city and all else I taught to your ancestors, but they became evil.
But no one being, not even you, has the right to interfere with other cultures.
I have been alone all my life. Destruction fell on my race before your kind had discovered fire. Creatures like these have been my only companions. I have seen you on many worlds, savage, warlike, filled with self-hate, destroying yourselves in the end. At last, I decided to help. As an experiment, I visited your Earth and tried to teach peaceful ways. I left, intending to return when I was summoned, but you never sent for me. Finally, I sent a probe, and what did I find? Warriors!
But we work only to create peace.
Nothing you have done so far makes me believe that is true. My creatures here have little intelligence. They alone live peacefully in the worlds I have to give. Even this creature, one of the fiercest and most untamable ever created, lives in peace in the world that I create for him.
Good heavens, this is a Capellan power camp. No one's ever been able to keep one alive.
Why, Pulse?
They hate captivity. You try to put more than one hand on them, and they throw off a charge of 2,000 volts. How did you ever capture him?
It was an infant and easily controlled, as you were when I visited Earth. You still are children to me, to be led and shown how to live.
But if children are made totally dependent on their teachers, they will never be anything but children.
Enough! This is useless! Despite what I have shown you, you still cling to your disobedient ways. My dream is ending, and all of you are to blame.